Okay. So this is just like a very quick review. So we saw in terms of our spectrum of maybe Yishus really starts maybe even before Kiddushin, and the process ends even after Nisilin. It goes Kalov lo bracha sur lebala kinida. That you need not only Nisuin in order to be matir, but also Berchas Chasanim, also Shava Brachas. As we saw, really two gishot in the Rishonim. One is that it really is makiv. It really is necessary to have bracha and Berchas Chasanim and Shava Brachos in order for there to be Heter Isha Labala. Tosa says that, and the Ramban says that. On the other hand, there also is Shit Hagos, Mordechai says, that it's not true. When we say kala below bracha, surah labala, kinida, we really mean it's kala below chuppah, right? We use berachas erisin, bracha, as a stand-in for chuppah. Why? Because, well, obviously you do the shava brachos at the chuppah, right? Which itself is suggestive that the Hagalas Mordechai thinks that the shava brachos are really part or indicative of the chashivos of the chuppah. Okay, how serious do we take this? So the Beis Yosef brings the shud of the Rajba, where the Rajba says if you're in a town with less than 10 people, that you're stuck, right? And you shouldn't get married until you can get a minyan, right? Because kala b'lo bracha asur l'bala kenida. Can't do shav brachos without a minyan, and therefore you can't get married. And the Truma Sedeshin says, what? That's what? You're going to say that you can't get married without a minyan? Of course, you know, you can, and must be that's not ma'akev. Right? And the Beis Yosef says back, right, he's proving that you don't need a minion from the fact that if you needed a minion, you'd actually need a minion. You know, and since it can't be that you need a minion, it must be you don't need a minion. Right? So basically says that's not a good argument, right? That's very faulty logic. And seems like he's machriya like the Rajba, that you really shouldn't be getting married if there's no minion. And that clearly gives a tremendous weight to the presence of Asara and Berchas Chasanim. Now, what's also cool about this is that it reframes our whole issue, right? Not about the bracha, but about almost about the minyan, right? I mean, with the Hagos Mordechai, I was saying, oh, like, what is the nisuin? You know, the bracha and nisuin, you can sort of like interchange those words, which implies that the bracha is some sort of important part of the chuppah. But in the way we're discussing it now, we're basically saying that the minyan is like an essential part of marriage, right? So we wanted to suggest that it's really like a din in the tzibur, right? The acknowledgement of the tzibur, the rubber stamp or you know, the acceptance of the tzibur, of this ishus, is actually a really important part of marriage. As it's not only between the chasan and kala, but it's also between the chasan and kala vis-a-vis the rest of the tzibur, right? So it's about establishing themselves as a bias within, let's say, the community. Okay. All right. So now we want to sort of figure out what's the nature of Berachas Chasanim. One is, what is the nature of Berachas Chasanim at the wedding? And number two is, what's the nature of Berachas Chasanim during Shava Brachos? And this is kind of the tricky part, right? If we want to say it's about the Tzibor acknowledging their Ishus, or it's part of the Nisuin, right? Then, or it's, you know, it's Ma'a Kala B'lo Bracha Asur L'Ba'al HaKinida, and it's somehow connected to their ishus, why do you have it during Shavu Brachos for 7 days? Right? Seems like if you really think that it's this, if you think it's not ma'akev, and it's like, you know, it's not really connected, there's this day and you're supposed to do Shavu Brachos. So you can say, oh, you're just like you're supposed to do it at the wedding and during the Shiva Shimei Mishta, and there's really no connection between that, or sorry, there's no steer between that, because it's the same thing, right? It's these nice brachos that you say, and you say it during the whole wedding period or whatever, right? If it's really connected to the Ishus, right, either because it's actually Kala B'lo Bracha Asura L'Bala Kinida, or it's part of the Nisuin, and therefore you could say Kala B'lo Chuppah or Kala B'lo Bracha, you know, and interchange those two, then why is there Sheva Brachos during the Shiva Tzimei Mishteh, right? If we said it's part of the Ishus and it's part of the Chuppah and it's part of the Heter Labala, so once that happens, why are we doing Sheva Brachos for 7 days? Okay? So one option, so we really have, you know, really there are three, I guess three options, right? Either they're two totally different dinim, right? There's no connection between them, or it's really all one din, and somehow it is applicable across that whole spectrum. Or they're not totally different dinim. It's the same Sheva Brachos, right? And they mean the same thing, and they're there for the same role, but they're doing different things. Okay, somehow it's the same Brachos, meaning which really have this role in Ishos, but somehow that's supposed to also happen or be repeated during the Shiva Simei Mishnah. So how do we deal with that? So what is the Sheva Brachos for? What's the nature of these Brachos? Okay, so the Beis Yosef just brings down three different shittos. At least we're going to see in the Rambam, this is not really what doesn't seem what the Rambam really thinks, but this is what the Beis Yosef thinks the Rambam thinks. Because of a Rambam, Bilchus Ishos, Hatamivur, that it has to be Kodim Knesa L'Chopa. You have to do Berchas Chasanim before the actual Chopa. Okay, when do you do it? Sorry, I got a little ahead of myself. When do you do it? Do you do it before the Chopa or after the Chopa?
When the underneath, I think after the Kiddushin.
Right. So we do it underneath the Chuppah, after the Kiddushin. It's before the Cheder Yichud, but it's after they're already under the Chuppah. So it's always tricky because, right, what do we actually consider to be the Chuppah? Or what do we consider to be Nisuin? So fundamentally, why would you or would you not want it to be before or after the Nisuin?
If you think it's a bracha mitzvah, then you need it before.
Right. If it's a bracha mitzvah, of course it needs to be before.
If it's a bracha mitzvah, then it's not really like a big deal by itself.
Right. Then it comes
it's not
like
going to really represent the marriage. It's just
right. It's okay. It's a nice bracha mitzvah. You're supposed to do it. Don't get us wrong. But like, make a bit of a big deal out of something that's a bracha mitzvah. Right. If it's supposed to be after, so if it's like about framing the marriage, you say, it's supposed to be frame the Nisuin. So then if it's this thing that comes, that's like this added level, this extra stage, right, then maybe it should have to be afterwards, right? If it's something that builds off of Nisuin and the Ishas, right? So, and maybe you could say like, it doesn't really matter, right? Maybe like, I don't know, maybe it's really, if it's its own thing, then maybe it's, it doesn't need to be, it could be before or after. So the Beis Yosef says, the Rambam says it needs to be before, right? So he says, why is that? Or must be, right? Because the Rambam thinks that it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. V'atamivor, mishum dekol ha-mitzvos, mevarech aleihem over la'asiyasan. He says, it's Berachas HaMitzvah. The Ran says, le'inyan Berachas Nisuin, nahagu she'in mevarechin, ela la'acha she'tikanes l'chopa. Why? So the Ran says, no, we actually do it afterwards because they're berachos at tefillah and shevach, right? They're just praise to Hashem about, right, the beauty of marriage and, right, bracha basically for, these two that they should have a beautiful marriage. How do I know this, says the Ran? Teida, sharei mevarchin osan kol shiva, right? We say sheva brachos for all 7 days. Right, so it must be that it's not a brachas hamitzvah, right? It can't be that it's part of the nisuin, right? It must be it's brachas hashavach and tefillah, and therefore we say it for the entire period of the celebrations of the wedding because we're celebrating the wedding and we want to give them nice brachos and appreciate their wedding, right? Near midivrei bahag avah Rambam kasav shetzarich levarich osam kodem nisuin, right? But the Rambam, said, it's got to be before.
Does everyone agree you have Sheva Brachot with those same Brachot every afterwards?
Right. So the Gemara says that it's only if you have Panim Chadashos, right? Only if new people come. So that's one of the things we're going to go into, like what's the role of Panim Chadashos? Why do Panim Chadashos, right, make a big difference? According to the Ran, if it's just about Berachos Tefillah V'Shevach, like, why not just do it the whole time? According to the Rambam, how on earth could you do it for the Shiva Simei Mishteh? Who cares about Panim Chadashos? Why should that help us? Right? Yeah, I think it's a very good question because whichever side you want to go on, it's sort of like, okay, if it makes sense to do it all Kol Shiva, why not always do it Kol Shiva? If it doesn't make sense to do a Kol Shiva, why does Panim Chadashos? And I'm like, Panim Chadashos came. Like, now we'll just make a, Berachas HaMitzvah on something that on a mitzvah that we already did it 3 days ago. V'chein das haramban. The Ramban also thinks you need to do kodem knisa l'chopa, over the asiyasan. Not because of a berachas hamitzvah needs to be done over the asiyasan, right? Shaharei ilu berachas hashevach, but because they're berachas hashevach. Ela ma, mipnei shechupa yichod hu, because chupa is yichod, according to the Rabban, ubeinan ruya lebiya. And it needs to be a chupa ra'i, it should be chupa ha'ra'i lebiya. The kala below bracha asur lebala kenida. Right? So in order to have a chuppah, in order to have nesuin, you actually need to do brachas hachasanim first, because otherwise the yichud isn't yichud arayi lebiya.
Don't they go under the chuppah already before they even have kedushin?
Yeah. So if you think chuppah means the chuppah and not yichud, then it's just very confusing, because it's like, but we did chuppah already. The Rambam thinks that the ashkar or yichud is the real chuppah, is nesuin. And the chuppah doesn't count. So he's safe in that department. But yeah, the whole fact that we do the, you know, the canopy part, or the canopy version of chuppah before Kiddushin itself, is just very strange. It raises a lot of questions. Yeah. But the Rabban says it needs to be yichud. Yichud needs to be raya libya. And therefore, if she's a nida, if she's without Berachas Chasanim, she's also the Balak Nida. It's like a Chupas Nida, which, right, may not work. Okay, so these are three different options of how to look at it, right? One is that it's just Berachas HaMitzvah, the other is Shevach Vodah, and the other is that it's Kalbul Bracha Asur LaBalak Nida, and that's, you know, that's why it needs to be before the Nisui. Right? Okay, so, like, what's going on? Okay, so the Ran is just I'll skip that. Okay. More proof for this idea in the Ramban, right? That the point of the bracha is it's matir the kala to the chasan, right? It's part something how part of their matir of their ishas. Tan Rabbanan mevarchin berachas chasanim beis chasanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af beis ha'irusin mevarchin osa. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says you even do it in Beis Eirusin, which helps with your question, right? How can they do it, under the chuppah, right? They do the chuppah out of order. So Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, could you even do it when you're doing Eirusin? Amar Abaya, why? Ubi Yehuda shanu, nepenei shem siyachidima. They have this minag in Yehuda in order that they would have yichud of the chasam and kala before the wedding, right? After Eirusin. So says Tosos, we do after base Eirusin bevarchan on some bnei mitziachidima. For minan kalabel bracha sur lebala kenida. Or the fishe pa ami ba lesh lo shem chuppah osin bracha mitchila kedesh de kalabel bracha. Right. So Tosos definitely sees the point of berachas Eirusin. Sorry, berachas chasanim in sheva brachos as a matir. Right. Also in the Ramban. Right. It's you can only have chuppah as yichud chuppah yichud. And it needs to be right libya. Aharei kala below bracha surahi labala kirida. And therefore, you need to have brachas chasanim before yichud. So, according to the Ramban, what happens? We do kiddushin, right? We pause, we read the ksuva as like a hefsek. Then we do sheva brachos. And then you have cheder yichud, which is the nesuin. Right? So that you can have kala bibracha. Because otherwise, the yichud is going to be problematic. And, but it relates to the brachos as something that's matir the ishos. Okay. Now, the Rambam, on the other hand, doesn't quite seem to think that. The Rambam says, right, tzarech levarech berachas chasanim beis hachasan kodem hanisuin, v'hem sheish brachos ve'eluhim. He says, ma'aris es isha ubirach berachas chasanim, lo nisyachidima bebeisa, v'adayin arusahi, she'in berachas chasanim oseh hanisuin, Ela knisa l'chupa. He says you'd have a havamina that the berachas chasanim should create nisuin. Kamash malan, it doesn't. Okay, so you can't just do berachas chasanim. You actually need knisa l'chupa. You need yichud arayi lebiya. Iris v'knisa l'chupa v'lo berachas chasanim. Harezer nisua gemura. Now he's saying you might have thought that it works the other way, right? You might have thought that even though berachas chasanim creates nisuin. Okay, it doesn't create nesuin, but you might have thought that if you don't do berachas chasanim, it's ma'akev nesuin, right? So don't think that it's ma'akev in the nesuin. At the end of the day, v'chozim revarach afilu achar kama yamim, and the nesuin works. Okay. Now, why? Here's just an interesting tidbit from the Mora, which I think sheds light here. Okay. There's only heter for ishas, says the Rambam, is for them to get married in public. Okay, for it to be public that they are married. So first you need to do a formal a maisa that shows that you miyached her, and that's erusin. What is nisuin? It's the publicizing that they got married. Klape the tzibur. Okay? Now the Rambam thinks that's part of nisuin. What's the pasuk he brings for that? Vayikach Boaz asara anashim. What's that the makar for also?
Kalabalo bracha.
Right. Kalabalo bracha. So the Rambam holds that b'dieved, kalabalo bracha is not ma'akev. Right? And I think the reason why is because the Rambam sees kalabalo, the brachas chasanim is part of the chuppah. Right? Which is why the Rambam thinks that you'd have a havamina that it works as if it was nesuin. And you'd have a havamina that should be ma'akev nesuin. Kamash Malan, like I think like the Haggas Mordechai, that it's part of the chuppah, it's part of the nisuin, right? Why? And the reason is exactly what he's saying, right? Yifarsim hadavar v'hu nisuin is that you need not only to right, be miyached and be mekadesh, but you also need to be mefarsim that ishas. And that's being done by nisuin, which also includes... Right? Sheva brachos. So sheva brachos are really part of the piersum of the ishas. Right? And then he brings the pasuk of, right, of berchas chasanim, because, right, that's gufa, part of nesuin, which is yifarsim adavar. And berchas chasanim is part of nesuin. It's not ma'akev, right? But you would have thought that it might be, and you'd have thought that you could just do berchas chasanim without chuppah and have that be nesuin. Right? Now, the biggest question that comes out of all this is what? Is that what's the Rambam going to do about the Shiva Simei Mishneh? Right? Because Rambam really integrates it with Nisuin. Right? It's part of Nisuin. It's part of the Pirsum Adavar, in which case, how do you deal with Sheva Brachos? During...
Isn't it just, if there's Panim, new, I forgot the Panim Chadashim, then it's an expansion of the Pirsum each time.
Oh, yafeh. Okay, so I think that's a very good answer, right? That if there's, what's the whole idea of maybe Panim Chadashos is an expansion of the Pirsum, and then it's like a whole reenactment of that Pirsum, in fact. I think that's a very good idea, right? And then what's cool about that is that really the real, if it's integrated with Nisuin, so, you know, it's really part of the Chuppah, right? But that's fine, because I'm basically saying that, but this is part of the Pirsum, which is part of the Chut Nisuin, right? So each time is like an expansion of the original Nisuin, or a hearkening back to the original Nisuin. So it's a kiyum in the original Nisuin. So it's not that, we do Berachos Chasanim now, right? It's not like necessarily it's not something new, right? But on the other hand, it's not just the same reason why it's not the same as what we did there, because there is part of Nisuin and here it's not, but it's totally about hearkening back to the Pirsum HaDavar of the Nisuin. Right? So it's sort of like not something totally new, but it's also not, it's not really just like, the same as it was at the Chuppah, because at the Chuppah, it's actually part of the Chuppah, and here we're past the Chuppah. Right?
How does the Beit Yosef read the Rambam's Oveir La'asiyah Tanbracha if you can do it afterwards?
Unclear. I mean, the Rambam does say that you have to do it Kodem HaNisuin, right? But he just says, it has to be Kodem, so it must be because it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. It's like,
other Berachas HaMitzvahs, like multiple days after you already did the Mitzvah?
Yeah, I think the Beit Yosef would have to understand the Rambam that Berachas Chasanim during Shiva Simei Mishneh is like a totally different day. I think that's he'd have to say it's totally minutak. It has it's a totally different din and has nothing to do with Berachas Chasanim at the Chuppah.
Got it.
I think he was really upset because he's right. Because, like, what do you mean? It's not. It's not Pech the Mitzvah. You did the Mitzvah already. Okay, yeah, sorry. I just wanted to point out, right? That's the same pasuk here. That's why I have that slide there. Okay. So what we have in Birchas Chasanim then is really just really four major shita, four options, right? The Beis Yosef understands the Rambam. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Nisuin, getting married. There's a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah. All the way at the beginning of the year, we talked about what's the Ikar Mitzvah. Is it the Kiddushin? Is it the Nisuin? Is it both? Right? Which is the Ikar of marriage? So here we're saying, right, this is a Mamash Birchas HaMitzvah on Nisuin. The Ran says it's a Birchas Shabbach Vahoda. The Ran makes a lot more sense in dealing with Zayin and May Mishteh, right? The 7 days of Sheva Brachos, because it's just all Shevach Lo'oda, right? It's one big continuous party, and we continue with the Shevach Lo'oda the whole time. Beis Yosef is much more, the Rambam's, according to Beis Yosef, is much more in trouble with that whole idea, because if it's a Brachos HaMitzvah and you're not doing the Mitzvah, why are we doing it? Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, and the Ramban and Tosfos, right, seem to see it as a matir on Chayi Ishas. The Berachas Chasanim really is matir the Chayi Ishas together, and really somehow frames that heter Isha Labala. Well, for the Rambam, it's actually part of the Nisuin. It's an expansion of the Nisuin. Okay, now why for the Rambam? I think we're pretty convinced that the reason why it's an expansion of the Nisuin or part of the Nisuin is because of the Pirsum Adavar. Right? Sort of like what we are thought the Rajba really saw as Ma'akev was like, oh, it has to be done on the Fnei Asara, and if it's not done on the Fnei Asara, that's Ma'akev the Nisuin. So Rambam doesn't think it's Ma'akev the Nisuin, but he thinks that it is really part of it. Okay? Now the question is, why would it be Matir Chayi Ishas? Right? What part of like the Berchas Chasanim suddenly changes, like transforms their Ishas? If it's Shevach Vahoda, right? So it's Shevach Vahoda, it's independent, it shouldn't be Ma'akev the Heter. If it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, so it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, we know about Berachas HaMitzvah, right? We do those all the time. If it's Chelek Min HaSuin, so we said, right, the Pirsum, the presentation to the Tzibor, is part of the Nisuin. But why would it be a Matir on Chayi Ishas?
Wouldn't you need Pirsum first, then?
Maybe or maybe not, depending what you think about Pirsum, right? But why is the bracha itself like the matir of Chayi Ishas? Especially according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that, if you're doing Erisin, right, then in Yehuda, so then you should do Berchas Chasanim. So it's clearly not a din in Nisuin, even if you think Pirsum is part of Nisuin, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, you could do it beforehand. Right? That's, I think, a more puzzling. This is more of like a side point, but I think you could really align these. My brother pointed this out in a Chazarash here many years ago. You could actually connect these different makoros of where do we learn it out to different shitos. Right? It says, if you learn it out from Vayorachut and Rivka, Vayomrula, Achutenu, Hayela, Feiru, Vava, Vayashle, Chasar, Shar, Sonav. So then, so, you know, I choose that's more like generic bracha. So maybe, yeah, that's like, you know, we can say it's bracha HaMitzvah, or you can even say it's bracha just like a bracha, like regular bracha, right? If you think it's b'makelos brachu elokim, okay, right, Hashem Mekor Yisrael, al iske makor, so then it sounds like makelos brachu elokim, Mekor Yisrael, you should give Berchos Shevach Vahoda to Hashem, right, on Ishos. If it's Vayikach Boaz Asara Anashim, right, where he's sitting down and he's marrying Rus, so it sounds like it's part of the Tekes. So either it's part of the Nisuin or it's Amati on the Chayi Ishos. Right? But the Vayikach Boaz Pasuk is really Boaz, right, has this whole process of transferring the Ishos, you know, to Rus or taking over the responsibility and then marrying, right? Rus is really this whole tekes that he does, Bishar HaYir, with Berchas Chasanim, and that implies that it's really an integral part of the Ishas, right? Or it's important to the Ishas. It's not something external. Right? So that actually works really nicely according to either if it's a Matya and the Chayishas or it's part of the Nesuit. Okay. One second. Okay, these are more nafkaminas. Okay, so I'm gonna pause here and try to deal with Tosfos. Actually, I'm gonna start dealing with Pesach, although it's a little bit cheating. Okay, the Ramban, who also holds of the Matar and Chayi Ishos idea, so he says something very interesting. Legabe, this I heard from my father, that he says something very interesting. Legabe Rabbi Gamliel on Pesach. About Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. Right? Kol mi shelo amar shlosh dvarim elu, lo yatzei dechova, right? Ve'elohim Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. And they have to talk about the meaning of Matzah and Mar and Karban Pesach. Why? Right? So he says that there are things which you need to do before you do a mitzvah in order to give it context, in order to frame it and give it the chashivas and the standing that it deserves, that it needs. And in order to frame it properly, and otherwise you just haven't done the mitzvah properly. Right? There's certain things which if you don't make a speech beforehand and really have kavana about what you're trying to do, you didn't do it right. Just an example of that, Pesach Matzah Mar. You have to say it. You can't just eat matzah in Pesach. You have to talk about the meaning of matzah in order to be mekayim mitzvah matzah properly. In order to bring bikurim, you can't just bring the bikurim. You have to do mikra bikurim, right? You read out this whole speech, right? Why? Because you need to read it and frame what you're doing, and right, define the meaning of what you're trying to accomplish. So I think the Ramban would say the same thing here, right? That what we're doing by Berachas Chasanim is we're framing Ishus. Right? If you really want to have Ishus beheter, right, have a meaningful Ishus of Kedusha, so it's not good enough to just be like, oh, okay, we did Erisin, we did Nisuin, that's it, you know, there's no halachic Gesser anymore. You have to frame it as something that's, right, that's meaningful, right, for hearkening back to Adam v'chava in Gan Eden, right? In terms of the relationship of man and wife, in terms of the whole process of Ishus and what Ishus is meant to be, and what their relationship is meant to be, right? And if you look at the Shavuot brachos, they're very involved brachos. They're really not just like a lot. Some of them are one liners, and some of them really go on. And you have like singing in the middle, right? And it's really, really long. So what's the point of all that is to really frame Ishus. And it's not just, an opportunity to frame Ishus, but there are things, let's say like Ishus, where the kavana and where we're framing it really makes all the difference, right? And I think that's really true in terms of halacha. What's the difference between Znus and Ishus, right? So the kavana, in the right kavana means that there's Ishus and it's Kiddushin or it's Nisuin. And if not, then you get Malkus. It's the same act, but the different Kavana changes it fundamentally. And I think because of that, right, you need to actually give it this meaning, right, and give it the Chashivas and frame it as Ishus through Berachas Chasanim in order for it to actually be a proper Kiddushin. Right, so for the Rambam, it is part of the Nisuin, but it's part of the Nisuin because it's about Pirsum and it's Klap Eichot. It's about defining the Nisuin. For the Ramban, I think we're going to say that, or Tosos, right, that Kalab L'Bracha Asur L'Bala Kinida is really true because you need to frame the Ishus, right, as Ishus and as Ishus Shel Kedusha in order for it to really be to be Mutter. And then, actually, it's something separate from Nisuin, because Nisuin is about creating that relationship between them, but it's not necessarily about framing it, right, and giving it the definition of what is it about and what values it's expressing. But that's what Berachas Chasanim is about. And then, right, we say Kala B'lo Bracha is the Surah Bala Kenida. It's a separate stage, but it is really a problem to do without. So then I think also just in terms of our overall vision of Ishus, it's cool because not only does Ishus have several, you know, different components and different stages regarding their relationship, right? But also we're seeing that, you know, really expands from, you know, Shiduchin and then getting to know each other and building up a personal relationship and a formal relationship with Kiddushin and practically having a whole, you know, a bias together with Nisuin, but also you need to frame that whole relationship in terms of a relationship of meaning and of halachic significance through Berachas Chasanim for it to really be a proper Ishus. So it just really spans like the whole you know, gamut of their relationship and all the different components thereof are really all halachically significant in the creation of Ishus. It's really cool. I think we'll stop here and then we'll next year we'll do the Nachminas.